The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is assembling a powerhouse real estate investing team. But before we get started, I just want to say, hey guys, hope you're enjoying your summer here. It is getting warm in Southern Cal. I'm sure whatever part of the country you're in, except if there's, you know, folks listening in Antarctica or something, you're probably enjoying your summer too, getting out there in the shorts. My son is playing what's called 7-on-7 football during the summer. It's a totally different kind of football, not the football, you know, like soccer, but it's and so I've been going to these games, and I get fried in the stadium here, so I'm definitely feeling the summer here. It's a kick, but we're having fun and enjoying the summer, seeing family. Got a daughter going off to Arkansas to school, you know, sad, but you know, fun stuff at the same time. We're doing things together as family and just enjoying the summer as much as we can. And I hope you are too. I just want to keep encouraging you to, you know, just to keep moving forward. You know, this is real estate investing is just one of those things. It is the folks that stick with it that do well. I mean, you just got to keep moving forward. Yeah, we're going to have setbacks. Sometimes we're going to have total fall on our face failure. But, you know, it's the people that pick themselves up and keep moving forward that are the ones that are going to do okay. So don't be discouraged. Man, I've had some tough things this year. This has been a tough year with me. And I'm still pumped up. I'm still excited. Hoping you are too. Each time those things happen that just kind of bring us down, you just got to pick yourself up. I know it's hard, but get around encouraging people, not discouraging people. And just know that is just part of it. That's part of the learning process, is those mistakes we make, or sometimes the discouragement or the lack of properties or whatever the challenges are that you face on a regular basis. This is a long-term game, and you just got to stick to it. So just want to encourage you here. Let's move into our topic, assembling a powerhouse real estate investing team. Now, a team is really, really critical. You know, there's that guy that said no man is an island. And I think that that is very apropos for today's podcast, because real estate is something that is, as I've said in the past, a lot of people say it's about location, location, location. And that's important. But I think it's about relationships, relationships, relationships. And part of that is your team. Your team is a really critical part of what you do, whether you invest in your local area or out of state or even in a different country. Your team is critical. Now, for those of us out of state investors, we will have multiple teams. We'll have a team sort of in our hometown and where we are, a local attorney and those types of things. But you also need people in different states if you're investing in the U.S., of course, because you need an attorney familiar with the laws in that area. And you need a property manager, obviously, that is where your property is. So there's certain team members that you have to, you know, maybe almost duplicate in certain areas as you are investing in other states. But I'm going to be talking just about some of those core people, and I'll try to reference that also on an out-of-state basis as well. But it's really important that, you know, those of you out there, I know that some of these guys are lone wolves, and even the Lone Ranger had Tonto, okay? So nobody's totally alone here. But you're really the success that comes from real estate really is a team effort. And that's where you really have to get that mindset. Yeah, some people, I just don't want to mess with it. Maybe you came from a corporate place where you had all these teams and you didn't enjoy them. I did. I certainly did on the corporate end. I had difficulty with that. And when I went out on my own, started my own business, I was going, oh yeah, I don't want to deal with teams. But you know, I had to bring people in that knew how to do things better than me. And so if I was to succeed, and that's really an important part of it. You need the expertise to be successful. A team of experts is important, and it's not cheap. And so for those of us that are, you know, the counting pennies here, it's not the area where you want to cut. You want to get people that know what they're doing and are giving you good advice and are contributing to that effort. You know, without experts on your teams, you know, deals take longer to find, evaluate, and close. And there's the value of your time and a loss of valuable opportunities. Do-it-yourselfers miss details that experts would see in a minute, like clauses missing in contracts, obvious defects in construction, and hundreds, if not thousands, of other issues experts would point out up front. An expert team on your side means you'll have fewer surprises as you wade through these sort of turbulent waters of purchasing and managing a property. Surprises are wonderful on birthdays, but the kinds of surprises that come from investment property are usually not that welcome. There's a lot of stories, and I'm sure, you know, people could go on and on about it. Folks that jumped in without any kind of expert assistance or without that team in place, and they fall flat on their face because they didn't have the folks that are trained to be able to deal with the issues that you deal with every day as a real estate investor. You know, and I'll make a short comment before I get into the team members. I want to address too that an important team member could be your partner if you actually, you know, have a partner, and partnerships are either destined for success and others are doomed to failure right from the start. And there are just a few components that make or break a good partnership. Here are just some good qualities. This is from Ken McElroy. You know, a good partnership have in common healthy debate. Okay, that's somebody that you can bat ideas back and forth with, you know, talk about things and be able to get feedback, just another opinion, and also to get their ideas that you might have even thought about. Open-mindedness. You shouldn't have to spend valuable time continually convincing your partner of your goals. You've got to be able to work. These are things that you should have already in place. Commitment. You should be committed to each other and your goals. It's kind of like a marriage, and you've got to have that foundation there and the willingness to be able to work even through the tough times when you're going to maybe even argue or disagree. Similar values. I mean, this is very critical. And me as a Christian, I that's a key one for me, as somebody that has the same foundation and understanding that I do when it comes to looking at things and making decisions. You and your partner should share the same values. And accountability. You and your partner should push each other to achieve objectives and have mutual accountability. So you've got to have somebody that is as transparent as you are, and you've got to be very transparent because, boy, I mean, I ask people all the time, you know, in my interviews, you know, biggest mistake, biggest success, and there's quite a few that say their biggest mistake was their partnership, a bad partnership that goes bad, somebody that's, you know, robbing from the business or not being honest or working behind your back or whatever it is. The accountability aspect is key. So those are just a few key qualities in partnership. And I wanted to talk about that, just touch on it. I think that's almost its own its own podcast. But I think that the, you know, the partnership is obviously part of that team. Now, the following list that I'm going to give you are, you know, the people and the professionals that you eventually have to have on your team at some point or another. While the list, you know, appears, you know, kind of long, understand that you will accumulate these contacts over time. You don't need all of them right away. There's no need to sort of run out and start interviewing, let's say, for example, a paving company. Although I think I might need one, but those are things that you'll find out later on. You just need a few key team members in place to get started. Okay. The basic people are an attorney, an accountant, a real estate broker, and a property manager. Even if you have your properties in the same city, I would recommend a property manager, especially if you've got multifamily. But let's take a look at those various aspects. Okay. So I'm going to categorize these. So you've got, and then there's a team member that I didn't mention yet, because I think it kind of stands on its own, and that is a mentor. We talk a lot about mentorship here, and I think that that's really important. I've had some great mentors, and if not for them, I would have made some really stupid mistakes. And mentors is one of those areas. Oh no, you talk about one of those high price consultants. You got to pay $30,000. That's not what I'm. I mean, that may be a mentor, okay, and it may cost a lot, but I'm not encouraging necessarily that you go that route. I think they can be invaluable. I've had guests on my show that were extremely successful real estate investors who hired the high-priced mentors, but it was a good investment, because even their $20,000 or $30,000 that they spent, they made how many millions in apartment buildings that they purchased after that. So, you know, you have to weigh it out. And there are those that you may pay that kind of a fee to that you never get back what you invested. So I just say you be cautious. I'm going to put links to some of the episodes we've talked about mentors and how to find a mentor. And in a big part of that is how to find a mentor without having to pay that through $20,000-$30,000. There's ways you can find a local mentor that you can work with, and you can offer some sort of service to be able to help them and their business while they share their expertise with you. So that's one team member I think is important that you need to really seriously think about. Then, okay, you have your business team, and I've talked about some of these key people already, but the business team is comprised of, first, your real estate attorney, okay, and then second of all, your accountant, preferably a CPA who's experienced with real estate investors, okay? So I think that's really important, because some accountants don't get it, and this is the area where, okay, I find the most challenge is the business team, because my attorney will tell me to do something and my accountant doesn't necessarily agree. And so sometimes you have to put them on the phone together to work it out, so you know what you have to do. Because there are things you do for, you know, tax savings. There's things you do for asset protection, for example, where there might be a conflict. But your real estate attorney is really, you know, sort of that important person that you need to, you know, to file the paperwork with the corporate commission. They're the ones that are advising you. They're the ones that review your contracts and your agreements, because you're signing a lot of stuff in real estate, and you do not want to sign the wrong documents or with the wrong clauses or the wrong pieces in them. Now, there's different types of attorneys that you could interact with, but a real estate attorney is probably the core foundation. You need somebody, I would say, locally that you could work with. Now, because I have properties in different states, I also have to have a good real estate attorney in each of those states, as I do business in those states. So just so you know that, if you're investing in other states, you really need to have an attorney that knows the laws of that particular state. The accountant, as I mentioned, I think that's really a key area as well. One of the great things about real estate are the tax savings that come from it, but you also want to do things right and not make a bad decision or something that's going to hurt you in the long run regarding your taxes and the way that you file information. So that's the business team. Then you have the acquisitions team. And in the beginning, you know, sometimes that acquisitions team is just you, and you're the one trying to find the properties. And but you can bring other people in on that process. And I actually will put a link in here to a article and a podcast that we had. We talk about sort of how to get property, how to find off market property specifically, and who are those people that you need to make contact with that can help you find those deals. But I'd say the more traditional acquisitions team would probably be your realtor or broker. Those are the people that are searching in the field to try to find you the properties. Now, if you're trying to find off market, they can't always help you, but for example, for multifamily, the brokers get off market deals, and realtors may get off market deals too, that they could bring to you, and you might be able to get a better price than you might be able to for something listed publicly on the MLS or LoopNet or what have you. So that realtor broker can help you. They know their area better than you. You can even direct them depending on the broker or the realtor. Some of them are hungry and they're out there. They want to knock on doors. They want to go and find these off-market deals for you too. So that is great. And they can talk to other brokers and realtors and find off-market deals that way. I had one that came to me that way recently, that there was a broker that contacted me because he has another broker who had a deal that was off market, who was trying to market it and so forth. So that's an important one in your acquisitions team, whether it's local or not. If you're different markets, of course, you're going to get different people in different markets. Also, there's the acquisitions team is a marketing effort too. A lot of times, especially if you're looking for off market deals, you're sending out direct mail. So you've got the direct mail company, maybe a postcard company or mailer. You may have a list broker. That's part of that acquisitions team as well. Sometimes people hire virtual assistants. They're doing a massive marketing. People are calling a toll-free number. They've got people in the Philippines answering those calls, routing them, screening them, whatever may be. And then acquisitions also come from referrals. So you may have tax attorneys, or you may have that have probate real estate deals that they're going to refer to you. So, building that acquisitions team is really, really key if you want to get a funnel going of new prospective properties to look at and evaluate. So I mentioned a few of the key folks, but that could include a lot of people that can refer you deals. That means other investors, property managers, and so forth. But your key people are generally your realtor broker type person. And then there's the offer team. Okay, so you found the property, looks good. Maybe you've already gone under contract. Of course, your attorney is going to be part of that offer team because they've got to evaluate the sales contract and the clauses and the contingencies and all the other things that go into that. There is also a mortgage broker, and that's probably something you should have in place before you start looking for properties, because the mortgage broker, they can sort of pre-evaluate you. You can see what your financial situation is, what kind of loans would you qualify for, what kind of product would fit with the properties that you're looking at, because they have to jump on that. You only have so much time once that property is under contract to be able to guarantee the funding. Then there's the escrow officer or title rep. Those are people that will help you in that process as you bring that property into escrow. And I would also add in the offer team, the inspector. Man, that's an important role. You're going to walk through it. You're going to see everything. You're going to go into every nook and cranny. And that's what a good inspector will do. And they will show you the things that are red flags, some of the things that are just like, oh, this is really crazy. A good inspector also kind of come back with what it costs to fix those things that need to be repaired. In numerous transactions, this has been really valuable for me because it's also been a strong negotiating tool while you're looking at these properties. Okay, let me move on here. Then once you acquire the property, then you have your management team. Okay, and the obvious one is the property manager, that is really dealing with the day-to-day, collecting rents, toilet clogs and stuff like that. Unless you're doing that yourself, which I really wouldn't recommend, but they are a real key member of that team. And they can always refer you to other people that would be part of that management team. But other folks in there would be, for example, your contractor, rehab specialist. These now, they may work with the property manager or be part of their organization. They may be outside people that come in. Could be a handyman that just comes in and does simple things and you maybe negotiate special price with him. Or it could be a total rehab where they're going through and upgrading units and doing exteriors and landscaping and a lot of other things that fall under that area. But the contractor usually can bring all those team players in, electricians and plumbers and so forth. So there is that's a real key important team there. Your insurance agent, really, really critical there, is that you want to be sure that you have an insurance agent that is giving you the best rates and the best service. I have seen, I've reviewed some people's T12s where I'm looking at the expense for insurance. I'm going, gee, that's crazy. And then I would run that same property by my insurance broker and find out, gee whiz, man, they're overpaying for their insurance. So sometimes it can be a means to be able to bring your expenses down before you even buy a property if you've got a good insurance agent or that's available there for you. So those are sort of the key management team folks, and there's others that'll fall into that category. Let me just give you just a few more other team members that you might want to take a look at. Oh, and I might want to say too that really important part of your team too are your investors, and that would probably fall in the offer. Or the, I'd probably say around the offer stage when you've decided you've got the property under contract, then you're talking to your investors and sharing that information with them because they're going to step onto this this train here as it moves forward and hopefully be able to generate, exceedingly more than they were hoping for in terms of a return on an investment. But they're an important part of that team too, I might add. Other folks that you might want to, take a look at too is an appraiser, a good appraiser. If you're in a certain market, have a good local appraiser that can assess property value for you. Sometimes an architect, if you're going to be doing sort of more major types of renovations. A property tax consultant. These guys can help you actually negotiate your property taxes, and that's one of your biggest expense items. An income tax consultant as well can be helpful in terms of your personal taxes as it relates to your holdings. An estate planner, I think this is really key. We have a living trust and all of our properties fall into the living trust, and that is a key area, especially when you're talking California taxes when it comes to estates and so forth. So that's invaluable. Sometimes you'll have specialists like environmental engineers. They'll look at things like mold, asbestos, environmental hazards, other issues that could be present at your property. A surveyor, it's important to know the access boundary lines, elevations, and so forth of your property. Even structural engineers. These are just some of the other folks. And you will bring folks in. And, at the beginning, I kind of talked about, the importance of a paving company. But, when you need it, it's important. But in the beginning, you just need to have sort of your core groups in place. Just to kind of wrap everything up here, understand it takes a team to be successful in this business. You should also determine whether or not you want a partner. Will that be something that can help you? Are there some key areas where you feel like you need that strength in certain areas that you don't have it? Evaluate your partners based on some of those areas I gave you and the qualities of that individual. Establish your first group, your first team you're putting together is that business team, the attorney and the accountant. Of course, in your networking, you can expand and find the other team members. If you're kind of wondering, wow, I don't even know where to start, I would go to biggerpockets.com, just start talking to people in your area and asking, hey, do you know a good real estate attorney? And then it'll start conversations. You start meeting people and they'll refer you to other people and it can grow from there. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. You're going to look for the episode entitled Assembling a Powerhouse Real Estate Investing Team. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.